Blog Talk Radio.
Come on.
Walking this thing out, that there was a wicked generation
upon the face of the earth. And I believe that that just transcends any of the times and eras that men and women live in, that there is always going to be a wicked and adulterous generation that opposes the things of God, because we're in a world where we are born and shaped in iniquity. You know, we're conceived in sin, and sin always opposes faith, and sin comes against our faith walk. Sin opposes the faith walk. So the scriptures say to us in Matthew 16:4, a wicked and adulterous generation seeketh after a sign, and there shall no sign be given unto it, but the sign of the prophet Jonas, or as we know him, the prophet Jonah. And God was, Jesus was speaking to the people there at this time, and he let them know this, and he says, you know, but there's not going to be a sign given except that of the prophet Jonas. And at that, he left them, and the scripture says that he departed. Now, the thing about that is that Jesus was letting them know that he, in turn, was going to do just what it was that Jonas had showed to them in terms of him being in the belly of the whale and having come up on the coast of Nineveh and having to preach to the people. But Jesus let them know that even though there was a wicked and adulterous generation that was seeking after a sign, the only sign that they were going to get was the fact that Jesus was going to die and raise from the dead, and that's exact rise from the dead, and that's exactly what Jesus did. He was in the grave for 3 days, 3 nights, and he arose with all power. And so this is something that they at the time did not understand. But he was letting them know that once this happens, that's the only sign that's going to be given to you. And then everything else is going to be built upon that. And so this is where we come in terms of the believer. And Jesus goes on to let us know that there are going to be some signs that are going to follow the believer. But as for the wicked and adulterous generation, the only sign that's going to be given to it was that which was given to the prophet Jonas. In other words, now the only sign that's going to be given to the world, the same thing that you and I had to receive by faith, is the fact that Jesus did die and that he rose again after on the third day. And if the world cannot receive that by faith, there's no other sign that's going to be given. Everything else is going to be built upon that. So I want us now then to go to Mark 16. And we're going to go to, let's look at 17, and let's start at 16. Okay, we're at Mark 16, and Jesus is speaking here. We can start at 15, and he said unto them, right? He's speaking here, and Jesus said, go ye into all the world and preach the gospel to every creature. He that believeth and is baptized shall be saved. And he that believeth not shall be damned. And these signs shall follow them that believe. In my name shall they cast out devils. They shall speak with new tongues. They shall take up serpents, and if they drink any deadly thing, it shall not hurt them. They shall lay hands on the sick, and they shall recover. Now, we may not hear a lot about that today, but the word of God still stands. And this is what the Lord has spoken over his disciples. He never took this back, but this is what he gave them a charge to do, was to go and preach the gospel and to understand that there was something that was going to follow them, not something that they had to seek after, but signs would follow them. And what was the prerequisite? The prerequisite for the signs following was that he had to believe, he or she had to believe, he that believeth and is baptized shall be saved. And these signs shall follow them that believe. So here, belief is action. And that's what I want you to grasp. Now, don't leave us, because what I'm getting at here is how God is showing us that he's going to confirm some things through his people. Belief has to do with action. And we're going to walk through these scriptures. If you remember the disciples in Acts 4:20. They were believers. And so they spoke about, I'm not going to go to every scripture, but I'm going to share them with you so you can go to them. But Acts 4:20, where the disciples spoke up and said, we cannot help but speak the things which we have seen and heard. Why was that spoken? I believe Peter was speaking at this time. And the thing about it is we have to realize that there's something in our lives, if we're believers, that we've seen and that we've heard that we need to run with. If it's nothing else, which is greater than all else, and it's our personal testimony, what the Lord has done for us. But what they were saying here, Peter and John, were letting them know that, look, they had to do what was right in the sight of God. They couldn't do what men had told them to do, which was shut up and not teach and not preach in the name of Jesus. But they said in Acts 4:20, for we cannot but speak the things which we have seen and heard. I ask you tonight, what have you seen? What have you heard? Because God is putting a demand on that. God is calling for that because belief is action. They said we cannot help but speak those things because they were believers. Remember, belief is action. And the scripture says, these signs shall follow them that believe. Now, we go back to the fact that there's a wicked and adulterous generation that seeketh after a sign, but there's not going to be a sign given to it because Jesus has already given the sign. So now we have to believe because it's time for confirmation of what God has already established through his word, through the Logos. You know, the word of God has been established. God's word lets us know that heaven and earth will pass away, but God's word will not pass away. It will stand forever, and God is going to confirm his word. Go back there with me. We were just in Mark 16. I want us to go a little bit farther. We stopped there with laying hands on the sick and they shall recover. It says then in 19, So then after the Lord had spoken unto them, he was received up into heaven and sat on the right hand of God. And then what happened? And they went forth and preached everywhere, the Lord working with them. See, they weren't working for the Lord. The Lord was working with them. And what happened? And confirming the word with signs following. And it ends, that book ends with amen. Amen. So it's saying, and it is so. So as they went forth, they preached the word. God, Jesus, confirmed the word. So what is it that he's confirming through you and through me? He's confirming the word with signs following. He's not confirming our agendas, though they may be good. He's not confirming our three-step plan, 1, 2, 3, and ABC. He's not doing that. But he's calling for a church who will begin to deliver this word and stand on the word of God, declare the word of God. Don't turn back and hold back on the word of God. And then God will confirm the word, what? With signs following. See, the wicked generation seeks a sign. But we as believers seek the kingdom. God has said to us, seek ye first the kingdom of God and his righteousness, and all these things shall be added unto you. As we seek God, as we seek the Lord, as we stand on his word, as we declare the word of God, it's the word of God that the Lord confirms. He confirms the word with signs following. Now, somebody may say, you know what? I hear what you're saying. And I've read that scripture before, but I've never seen anybody cast out devils. And you may say, I don't know how, and I've never cast out a devil. Some reject speaking with new tongues, but it is a promise that for those who believe that they'll speak with new tongues and take up serpents. It doesn't say to tempt the Lord and seek to be bitten by serpents, but should that happen? If they take up a serpent, if they drink any deadly thing, it will not harm them. But what the scripture is saying to us is we need to understand that God is standing ready to confirm the word with signs following. Now, let me propose this to you. Sometimes we're not even aware, but God is confirming his word through us if we'll speak it, if we'll declare it. Let me tell you what I'm talking about. You could be in a situation where you're declaring the word of God, or you're laying hands on somebody, or you're praying with somebody, and you don't see the manifestation. You may not even be aware of it, but God is confirming his word with signs following. The healing may come subsequent to your prayer. I believe that every time we pray, something happens in the spirit realm, and that we have to believe that God is confirming his word. But see, we have to speak the word, just like the disciples said. We can't help but speak the things which we have seen and heard. Faith cometh by hearing, and hearing by the word of God. We're not out declaring what we think. We're not out declaring what we hope unless our hope is built upon the rock of the Lord Jesus. But we're declaring what God has spoken through his word, and then God has an obligation to confirm his word, and signs will follow. Now, that doesn't mean you and I become a wonder. No, it means God comes in to confirm it, and he's confirming it through you. God's going to confirm his word through you. Whenever you're doing something in the name of the Lord Jesus, it's because of the name. That name is above every name. And God has promised to watch over his word to perform it. So see, when we speak the word of God, we can't take that lightly, because God watches over his word. He honors his word, even above his name. Isn't that awesome? So now, we believe, and because we believe, then confirmation comes upon that which has already been established. And what has been established is the word. Everything that you see, everything that exists, everything that is unseen, it is all established by the word of God. Heaven and earth are going to pass away, but the word is going to stand. So we can bank on that. When the Lord says to us, in my name they shall cast out devils, I want you to understand this. You may not ever stand and cast out a devil as you've read about or seen on a movie or on The Exorcist or any of that. But this is what I want you to understand, is that we carry and we're covered by the name of the Lord Jesus. And demons tremble at that name. Demons know who you are. You're covered by the blood of Jesus. When you carry the name of Christ, you may not see what's happening, but as you declare his word in the authority of the Lord Jesus, things happen. Demons tremble. Demons flee. People are delivered. People are set free. We're delivered. We're set free. We can pray over ourselves. We don't have to seek a sign and run after people and hope that somebody will prophesy over us. We don't have to do any of that. But God has promised to confirm his word with signs following. And we have to believe that. We have to believe that as believers, whatever we say, if it's based in God's word, God has promised to confirm his word. That's what he does. And how does he do it? Just as we read there in Mark 16, Jesus working with them, confirming the word with signs following. He's still doing that today. But we have to believe it. See, sometimes because we don't see anything happening, we think nothing's happening. But God is always confirming his word. He'll confirm his word. He honors his word, even above his name. And so when you speak this word, don't handle it lightly. Know that we have kingdom authority, and that when we speak this word, we're speaking something that's been established in the heavenlies. You know, we're not going to be wicked like the wicked and adulterous generation seeking a sign. No, we seek the kingdom. And when we seek the kingdom, the signs come as we confirm the words of the kingdom, the word that carries authority, the word that comes from the throne room, because God is going to watch over that word to perform it. And we don't have to see it happen. We just know that it's happening because we're believers, and belief is action. So our task is to carry the word. Ours is to deliver the word. And the thing about this is we're living in that wicked and adulterous generation that seeks a sign. So if we're not careful, then what happens is the church begins to want to answer that call, the call for a sign, the call for signs and wonders. But the only sign that's going to be given to the wicked and adulterous generation, Jesus said it, is just what happened with Jonas, that he was going to be 3 days and three nights in the earth, and he was going to rise again. And if they would not accept that, then they would be damned. And that's what we read, that he that believeth shall be saved, and he that believeth not shall be damned. We don't hear that much anymore because we, you know, we want to hear that just God is love and whatever. And Jesus, God is love because he gave his only begotten son. That was the love of God extended toward all mankind. Nobody could have loved any greater. There's no greater love than it, that a man would lay down his life for his friends, lay down his life for haters, lay down his life for those who didn't give him the time of day, lay down his life for those who sought to kill him. He laid his life down. And so Jesus has already shown the greatest love, the greatest act of love that ever could be. So when people say, oh, God wouldn't do that, God doesn't damn us, God is love, well, he's already shown the greatest love that he could show. And he said, there's not going to be another sign given. You're seeking a sign, but you're going to have to accept what I've already done. And that is that I came willingly, that I bled, that I died willingly. I laid my life down, and that I rose again. And when we believe that, and our belief pushes us to action based upon what we have heard through this word, because faith comes by hearing and hearing by the word. And when we're moved by faith and the kingdom principles, God comes to confirm that word. He's confirming it in us. He's confirming it through us. And he's saying to you and to me tonight, don't doubt. Don't doubt based upon what you see. And don't be pushed to operate in a place where the world is seeking you to give them signs, because there's no more signs. There are no other signs that are going to be given to this world. Whatever is happening now is confirmation of what has already been established. Jesus is only confirming that he is Lord. Jesus is confirming that all power is in his hands. Jesus is confirming that he is a deliverer, that he is a healer, that he is the Lord of lords, and he is the King of kings. Now, there is going to be a time coming when it will appear that the church is not the church triumphant, and we're upon the doorstep of that right now. And that's why we have to have an assurance that Jesus will always confirm his word and that he's faithful, because it's not going to look like that. And there will be those who will rise up as false prophets, and they will do great signs and great wonders, and they will entice those who seek after a sign and those who seek after wonders. But God is planting his word, his true word, his unadulterated word, in the heart of his remnant. So we'll not follow after signs, but we'll seek after the kingdom. Do you remember 2 Chronicles 7:14? It says, if my people who are called by my name, what is he telling us to do? Humble ourselves, pray, seek his face, and do what? Turn. My people, turn from their wicked ways. He was talking about his people. Yes, he said, turn from your wicked ways. And then something's going to happen. Then he says, I'll hear from heaven. He's going to hear from heaven. He's going to forgive our sins, and he's going to heal the land. Now, when we pray, we don't necessarily see that happening. Oftentimes, it looks like the total opposite is happening. But God is saying, declare the word. You know, declare the word. You're called by my name. Humble yourself. Pray. Seek my face. And just turn. And before you know it, I'm going to confirm my word with signs following. I will heal the land. I'll heal your land. I'll heal where it is that you walk. And before you know it, you're going to see things turn around when we seek kingdom. But know that there are times that are coming that will get worse before things get better. And God is saying, this is to prepare you not to seek after signs, but to seek the kingdom, and to know that if you'll declare the word and not declare your agenda and not get caught up in, you know, this 1, 2, 3 and ABC and all these quick fixes for whatever and the get rich quick and all of that. You see, that doesn't deliver people. It may make us feel good, but it really doesn't deliver, and it really doesn't bring us close to the Lord, and it really doesn't do anything to put devils to flight and demons to flight. You know, we're not chasing away the evil one when our minds are focused on gain, earthly gain. You know, God has already promised that when we seek the kingdom, things are going to be added to us. We don't have to worry about that. That's why we don't seek after those things. We seek the kingdom. So God wants us then to seek his kingdom, not signs. God is going to confirm his word, but we must declare the word. Just as disciples, know what you believe. Just as they said, we cannot help but declare the things that we have seen and heard. We cannot help but speak the things that we have seen and heard. Acts 4 and 20. What have you seen? What have you heard? Because if it is based in the word of God, God is going to come to confirm it. We declare it, God confirms it. We're not to prove, we're not seeking to prove that Jesus is. Jesus is. And when we declare his greatness, when we declare his authority, when we declare his lordship, he shows himself strong. He will confirm his word with signs following. I believe it tonight. Do you believe it tonight? Whatever it is that you sought from the Lord, whatever it is that you're praying about, if it's based in God's word, he is going to confirm his word with signs following. The word of God lets us know that we're workers with him, not for him. We're working with him. And if you go back there to Mark 16, look at those scriptures again, Mark 16, 17, all the way down through 20, and find out that he was saying that they were going forth, and God was confirming, the Lord was confirming the word with signs following. They were working with him, not for him. And so allow the Lord to work through you. Sometimes you won't be aware of what he's doing. Sometimes we're not. But we know that if we'll stay in this word and just declare what the word has said and declare that he is Lord of all in spite of what it looks like and declare that he is in control, you know, and that he's sovereign, he will declare his word. We have to get that word, though, you know, deep down on the inside of us. And God is going to give you a word in season. You know, Jesus is the Logos. He was the incarnate word of God. But when Jesus spoke, he spoke rhema. And rhema is that word that cuts through, you know, dividing between bone and marrow and cutting through those things that come to hinder and to bind us. Jesus was the Logos, but when he spoke rhema. He spoke a word that penetrated. He spoke a word that went deep. You know, he spoke a word that revealed. But he also would speak a word that would heal. And so that's what he is calling for today, is that we would align ourselves with him, the one who is able to confirm his word through us. And even through us, he will share rhema with a lost and a dying world. He'll share rhema with you and with me. Amen? This written word is logos, but we seek God to give us rhema. It's a word spoken in season. It's a word for this appointed hour, and we thank God for it. Listen, and I thank God for you. God's going to confirm it through you, but it has to be founded in the word. The word has already been established. It will not change. The very gates of hell should not prevail against the church that stands on the word of God. God, we thank you tonight, and we bless you for these, your great and precious people. Bless them wherever they are and at whatever time they hear this podcast. Even if they're listening in archives, I pray that the anointing of God would touch them, would bring healing and deliverance, and set them free. Encourage their hearts, Lord, in Jesus' name. Amen. God bless you tonight. Join us next week, Monday evening, 7:30 Eastern Standard Time, for When Passion Meets Purpose.